From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, and welcome the first day of summer. Wow, what a year, huh? Later on tonight, Controlling the Human Mind with Nick Begich. Here's what's happening. North Korea again. North Korea is continuing to mass resources at a known weapons testing site inside the country, prompting worries that they could be plotting another green light attempt at another nuke bomb test amid heightened tensions following the death this week of an American student who had been imprisoned by Kim Jong-un's rogue regime. The stabbing of a police officer who is now in stable condition, expected to recover at a Michigan airport in Flint, by a Canadian citizen who yelled, "God is great" in Arabic and referenced people being killed in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, is being investigated by the FBI as an act of terrorism. The FBI special agent in charge out there told a news conference that the 50-year-old Canadian man entered the Bishop International Airport at Flint, Michigan around 9:45 a.m., went to a restroom before dropping both of his bags, coming out with a knife and yelling, "Allah Akbar, God is great," before stabbing the officer, Jeff Neville, in the neck. Again, he's in stable condition. I'm not sure this is just an act of terrorism or a nut who's just taken things into his own hands. Doug Hagman, Homeland Security U.S., who watches these cases for us. Doug, what's your take on this?
Hi, George. Yeah, that's the question of the day. I did speak with my contact within the FBI today. And looking at this, the big question is, the suspect arrived in the United States through the Lake Champlain entry point of entry 5 days ago. So the question is, what were his activities over the last 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he go? Who supported him? And we do know that he attempted to buy a gun. We do know that he used an Amazon jungle survival knife to attack the police officer. And we also know that there was no indication of any complicity with anyone else here in the U.S. or in Canada. However, the investigation in Canada is widening, according to my FBI source.
They're hitting his apartment, and they're looking at some suspects there. Why Flint, Michigan, Doug?
Well, again, that's the curious part of all this. Why come into the United States from New York and then travel to Flint, Michigan? They are looking for perhaps contacts who we might have had contact with between the Lake Champlain and Flint.
And he did not smuggle the knife beyond TSA. He never even made it through security. Everything was done before that, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. Yeah, he never made it through security, never tried. And it seemed to be just a random, in this case, a very random attack.
All right. Thank you. Douglas Hagman. A New York State Supreme Court judge has been scammed out of more than $1 million after she was duped while trying to sell her apartment and buying another. Lori Statler, an acting state Supreme Court justice there, was trying to sell her Upper East Side apartment when she received an email she thought was sent to her by her real estate lawyer. The person claiming to be her lawyer told her that in June, in an email, wire $1 million to a specific account. The money was forwarded to the Commerce Bank of China. Unbelievable story. The recent drop in the cost of oil has seen a happy surprise for you if you're a driver, enjoying the cheapest gas prices at the start of summer in 12 years. A new poll about summer travel finds that the number one thing Americans want to do on vacation is nothing. That's all they want, nothing. That's not a bad vacation. Temple University's research shows that extra virgin olive oil protects against memory loss, preserving the ability to learn and reduce conditions associated with Alzheimer's disease. Neil Slade, an expert on the mind, is with us. What do you think of that one, Neil?
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting study. They began giving olive oil to very young mice. You know, and we use mice because their physiology is very similar to humans. So they gave the mice at 6 months old, before any symptoms appeared, they started giving them olive oil, and then began testing them at 9 and 12 months. And they found that the mice had been the extra virgin olive oil performed much better in the cognitive tests. And they looked inside the brains, and they found that it preserved the synapses and the neural connections and so on.
Now, in this particular case, then, what is it, a tablespoon a day, something like that?
You know, I don't know the amounts that they gave them, but you can go online and you can find out for your weight what is the appropriate amount of olive oil to eat. Now, the very important thing about olive oil is 70% of the olive oil that's sold on the shelves as extra virgin olive oil is not. Manufacturers lie.
Got to be careful.
You've got to be careful. Go online, check out the ones that have been tested that are the authentic extra virgin. Just don't go by what the label says.
One of Neil's books, Tickle Your Amygdala. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. Scientists in California say they have transformed understanding of Parkinson's disease. Their animal experiments, published in the journal Cell, suggest that the brain disorder may be caused by bacteria living in the gut. That's why you got to take a good probiotic, my friends. Now, the odds for Americans are, listen to this, 1 in 4 deaths will result from heart disease. 1 in 3 have high blood pressure. 1 in 10 have type 2 diabetes. 1 in 3 adults are obese. 1 in 5 women, 1 in 6 men have a lifetime of risk of having a stroke after the age of 55. 1 in 2 have at least one heart disease risk factor, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking. In a moment, Doc Wallach joins us as we talk about your health. Might as well get you going now. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you all to go there. The toll-free number to talk to people, not to get on the show, we'll do that later, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Let's talk about saving you or prolonging your life next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. It's that time of month again. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. His research has resulted in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed journals and articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He, of course, heads up criticalhealthnews.com. They are partners and sponsors of Coast to Coast, if you've listened. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and a phone number to call where there are actual human beings there to give you advice, 1-855-949-7234. Welcoming back. If I had a drum here, Joel, I'd be beating it right now as you arrive back in the studio. How are you, sir?
Well, very fine. Thank you, George. It's always a great evening when I get to spend a couple hours with you and share what's been going on. And, of course, I can't thank you enough for using your power to get this information out to the people of the world.
I continue. I've got a whole slew of emails. I'll go through with them with you a little bit later on in the program tonight from people who you have literally saved their lives. It was some of the most gut-wrenching emails that I've read in a long time, and I've got to share some of those with you. This story about Parkinson's disease may be caused by bacteria living in the gut is an amazing story, Doc.
Well, absolutely. Of course, Parkinson's disease, we actually have helped thousands of people get rid of Parkinson's disease. The brain has a great power to heal itself. You have to give it the raw materials. You have to stop the ongoing damage. And, one billionaire in the Moose Jaw, Canada, of all things, was brought in a wheelchair terminal with Parkinson's disease, and his wife, he's a big fellow, weighed 260 pounds, and we put him on, he had to have three of the programs for brain health to support maintenance repair of the brain. We're talking about the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, because it's one per 100 pounds of body weight. So he's a billionaire, so the cost didn't matter, so she gave him three of those. And it's like 10 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight. So he was eating 24 eggs a day, and he had what we call Immortalium, which is a wonderful product which supports stem cell activity to help grow stuff, and also Synaptive, which is the raw material to for the brain to make a neurotransmitter so the cells can talk to each other. Went back to Moose Jaw, Canada 3 months later to do a follow-up meeting up there with the Canadians. Here comes this guy. And it's no secret, I mean, he was in front of 300 people. His name is David Dietrich, and he comes strolling in, a big 6'2" guy, and he'd lost about 50 pounds and looked great and was perfectly normal. And he brought the entire administrative staff of Sun Life of Canada, which is sort of like their Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah,
and they were eagerly taking notes and find out what was going on there. And it was just, the audience was just jumping up and down cheering because they all recognized him. And it was just a beautiful thing. We do this thousands of times a year.
That's great. Now, I was going through some statistics about things that are affecting Americans. Unbelievable. 1 in 4 deaths, heart disease. 1 in 3, high blood pressure. 1 in 10, type 2 diabetes. I think that's higher. 1 in 3 adults are obese. 1 in 5 women. 1 in 6 men will have a stroke after the age of 55. Those are frightening numbers, Doc.
Well, they are, but here's what makes it the most frightening, George. Those are all nutritional deficiency diseases. I'm going to repeat that. All of the diseases you've named are nutritional deficiency diseases. On a proper diet, eliminating all the bad things, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, taking the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, with special secret sauces for each of those diseases, they will all go away. And they're listed as these pre-existing conditions that doctors like to treat for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And, of course, in the old days, 100 years ago, doctors would take off one day a week, and they would roll some ground-up herbal powder in some beeswax and make their own pills. Then they charge you 25 cents a week for a week's supply. Today, each pill is $1,000.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, it's much cheaper. It runs, our system runs about $3 to $4 per 100 pounds of body weight per day.
Now, I know you're not a fan of oils, but they did have a research study that came out, I just had it, that said that extra virgin olive oil helps brain memory. What do you think of that?
Well, you have to appreciate that they only did this for a couple of months. And I can believe that for a couple of months. But extra virgin olive oil oxidizes, like all oils, turns into trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides. And you use that every day for years, you're going to wind up with free radical damage to the brain. And if you're missing cholesterol, if you're not eating enough eggs, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You're going to get Parkinson's disease. You're going to get MS. You're going to get Lou Gehrig's disease. You're going to get Huntington's disease, all of which are very closely related. It just depends on what part of the brain are damaged because each part of the brain has different symptoms. But the cause is the same. All nutritional deficiencies. And it's criminal for these, quote, pre-existing conditions, unquote, to exist for a long period of times. And that's because there's no oversight of any kind in the medical trade. They're the only industry in America that has no oversight for their diagnoses, for their treatment choice, or their billing. Somebody needs to go to jail, George.
You've got producer Tom on eggs now in a massive way. I mean, I never knew of him eating eggs like that before. Now, he says, Doc Wallach says, eat eggs, and so that's what he does. How many can you comfortably eat a day, whether you boil it, hard-boil it, whatever?
Okay, well, I'm going to start out by saying there was a wonderful study published in the journal, New England Journal of Medicine, which is published by Harvard Medical School, March 1st of 1991. There's this 88-year-old guy who looked 50. All his physical and his blood work said he was a healthy 50-year-old.
That's like you.
And he ate 25 eggs a day.
25?
Yeah. So the professor asked him, why do you eat 25 eggs a day? He says, well, I've been doing it for 17 years. I'm going to do it for the next 100 years. He says, well, why do you eat 25 eggs a day? He says, because it gives me the sex life of an 18-year-old.
Huh.
Now you have to appreciate, George.
Yeah, but you're 88. I mean, who are you going to date at 88, for crying out loud?
Well, wait a minute. I'm 78.
Well, I know, but you look 50.
Yeah, but I have a very good sex life.
I don't need to know that, Doc.
I'm just passing it out there for all the ladies.
What is it about the eggs that help you?
Cholesterol. See, it was not a false theory that they demonized cholesterol. It was actually a proactive fraud. They wanted to sell a product, and so they wanted to replace this product with... they wanted to replace lard, butter, cream, and eggs, which grandma's favorite cooking shortenings, with this product called Crisco by Procter & Gamble. They couldn't do it because grandma loved her lard, butter, cream, and eggs, and that had been for 30 generations of grandma's. And so a guy by the name of Ansel Keys, who was the head of the Department of Medicine at the medical school at the University of Minnesota, 1952, he was on the board of Procter & Gamble. He was on the board of the American Heart Association, and he brokers a deal, George, in which Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million to endorse Crisco as a healthier way to cook.
Jeez.
No science, no studies, no research. They took the $1.7 million, the American Heart Association did. They lofted up Crisco as the healthier way to eat, and they started the downward slide of Americans. And, oh, yeah, we got low T, ED, menopause at age 30, adrenal exhaustion, and Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, they did. They did a remarkable job with promotion. I mean, I remember as a kid growing up, commercials for Crisco were everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, they wanted,
and every home thought they needed to have a can of it.
Oh yeah, and they wanted you to deep fry your Thanksgiving turkey in Crisco.
That's true. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
my gosh.
So they have wound up. This has killed over a billion people in the industrialized world since 1952. Remember, 48 years ago, George, even by another name, Alzheimer's disease did not exist. Today's the number four killer of adults in America. And it's a physician-caused disease. It's a total fraud. It's a simple nutritional deficiency of, oh, yeah, cholesterol.
Type 2 diabetes. Is it an epidemic?
It is an epidemic. It was actually a cover story. And I think it was the U.S. News and World Report magazine, and they said that this is a world epidemic. And, of course, it goes up. Even UCLA came out with a report in 2015 and said 55% of the people in California over the age of, 55% of people who are adults in America, in California, 55% of adults in California have either type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. And this is one of the reasons people are going to be burying their kids before them, because of this epidemic of diabetes. It's a deficiency of a single nutrient. This nutrient is no longer found in our food because of technology has taken it out of the food. And so if you do not supplement with the 90 essential nutrients with a little bit of extra, the secret sauce, which we use, we call the healthy blood sugar pack for blood sugar problems, including type 2 diabetes, and things like narcolepsy and low blood sugar and reactive hypoglycemia and hyperinsulinemia and those kind of things. You take this program, you take your fasting blood sugar every morning, and as your blood sugar drops, it will. If you're on medication, you reduce your medication as your doctor has taught you to do. You get down to below 100 for 3 weeks in a row without medication, you're an ex-diabetic. We do this thousands of times a month.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and of course the phone number to call for people who are on the other side waiting, as they do every night that Doc is on the show, at 1-855-949-7234. I'll get into some of these emails, Doc, that we have been getting.
Sure.
Since people knew you were going to be on the program. We'll do that, and we'll take some phone calls. We'll start early again because they keep calling for advice. It has got to be, I would guess, taking care of your health, probably the most critical thing a human being can do first and foremost, isn't it?
Absolutely, because we take care of our car. We put 6 quarts of oil in the car. We change it 1,000 miles or every 3,000 miles to prevent wear and tear in that engine so it'll go 300,000 miles. In human beings, they just abuse themselves, and they wait until they get sick, then they run to the doctor for help. And so our program has two factors. Number one, you take the Healthy Start Pack, you get rid of all the bad foods in your diet, and you're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life just doing that. If you already have a health problem, you take one Healthy Start Pack for 100 pounds of body weight, get rid of all the bad foods. We have a secret sauce for over 900 different diseases. And these secret sauces give you the things that are missing, and your body's able to heal itself by maximizing your genetic potential for maintaining and repairing itself.
You have to do that. And, Doc, of course, since you've been doing this, you yourself take a lot of supplements. I've seen you at lunches and dinners. You put them in a special little bottle, and you take them out. Do you feel guilty? Do you ever miss a day?
No, sir. I've been doing it twice a day for 74 years, and with the exception of a little cold, I'm a little stuffy in the head right now, you hear.
Yeah.
But other than that, have not been to a doctor in 74 years, have not ever been sick, don't have any diagnosed diseases. In 74 years, I've never had any surgery, never been on a prescription drug in my life. And this is the way it should be. We have the capacity to maintain and repair ourselves, but we have to avoid the bad stuff, and we have to make it a priority to supplement, because these nutrients that prevent and reverse these pre-existing conditions like diabetes and heart disease, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, musculoskeletal problems, liver cirrhosis, fatty liver right now is a big thing in kids. All of these things are nutritional deficiencies.
They sure are. Doc, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to take phone calls. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, you're going to get the number to call the show. Here's the number to talk to people to help you. 1-855-949-7234. Okay, now the clock is really starting to tick for our live event on Saturday, July 29th. In Everett, Washington. I was just online looking at the seats that were available, and there's still some good seats, but there are not a lot of them. So take advantage of this. Come on out. It's the Greater Southwest Corridor, the Everett, Historic Everett Theater. This is how you get tickets. Go to coasttocoastam.com and click one of the highlight buttons. It's the fourth one, and the entire link opens up, and you can go straight to the theater site and get your tickets that way. You can call a number, if you're not computer savvy, 425-258-6766, 425-258-6766, or Google historiceverettheater.org. Welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. You have noticed them as our partners and sponsors of the program. Doc Wallach, he has been doing this. How many years now, Doc, have you been doing this?
With you or just in general?
In general.
Oh, in general. We've been doing this commercially for 40 years, and this is, as we are now, Youngevity, it's our 20th anniversary. So this is a big hoo-ha coming up at our annual meeting in August, and so we're very excited about that. And so this is our 20th year as Youngevity, as people know it now, but doing it commercially for 40 years.
What did you see, what was deficient out there that made you put this together?
Well, it actually started two ways. Number one, when I was a kid, little kid, I had what would be called Tourette syndrome today. It's part of the autism complex.
Yeah.
You have facial tics and oink like a pig and very disruptive.
Shout out words and stuff like that.
Yeah. Exactly. And nasty words, yeah.
And thank God you don't have it now.
Exactly. And so my mom and dad over the years had taken me to 20 different doctors. They just threw up their hands. And we were talking 70 years ago, right? And so they just threw their hands up, say, we don't know what it is, but it's getting worse. Well, they could see that. And so after the 20th one, her name was Mary Jane Skeffington, the top doctor, pediatric eye doctor in St. Louis. I'll never forget her name, Mary Jane Skeffington. And she just said, my eyelashes were so long, they're tickling my eyeballs. That was the problem.
Huh.
And she wanted me to use a Maybelline eyelash brush to retrain my eyelashes.
Or cut them.
Or cut them, yeah. And so basically what I did, went to the library the next day. Everybody else went to lunch. I went to the library and asked her, I said, look, I cannot read. I don't understand anything because of this, whatever this disease is I have. Can you find me a really simple book on health? And she found me a nurse's handbook, a sort of a freshman starter's handbook for nurses. And I looked up eyelids and eyelashes, couldn't find anything. So I just started going through the A's and the index, the A's, the B's, the C's. Got down to cramps, and I said, well, maybe it's a cramp. I hear athletes talking about cramps. Go to the page it said to go to. It says it's a calcium deficiency. So feeding the cows before the bus would pick me up to go to school every morning, I would use these big paper bags that the little alfalfa pellets were in, feed the calves, and I'd read the analysis tags, and one of them had calcium in it. So that day after school, I went home and started eating those little alfalfa pellets, like eating sawdust. Ugh, it was awful. But to make a long story short, in 3 days' time, I was cured.
So you did it to yourself.
I cured myself using alfalfa pellets that were designed to feed little calves, little baby cows. And I realized as a kid that doctors didn't know much. Because here's a kid figured this out, okay, just by looking up something simple. And I began to study that. Got agricultural school, veterinary school, became a pathologist. And then we worked for Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and the big medical school there at Emory University. And I found the first non-human cases of cystic fibrosis. Did my studies, did my due diligence. I'd already done 20,000 autopsies by that time as a graduate student. And my book came out of that, my thesis, 1,200 pages in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And I'm very happy about that and proud. And so I knew what to do, and I found out the cure, the cause and prevention of cystic fibrosis. Wrote it all up, took it to the powers that be, And I said, we got something here. We can get some grants and save some kids. And they fired me. And that's when I went back to school, to make a long story short, and became a physician so I could treat these kids. Well, the government gives them free treatment, wrong treatment, but free. And so I was starving to death as a doctor trying to treat these cystic fibrosis kids. So I had to learn how to use nutrition to rebuild people with arthritis and heart disease and high blood pressure and diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, macular degeneration, kidney failure, they're on dialysis, liver cirrhosis, all this kind of stuff. And I built up this system, and we're talking over a period of, 30 years.
Sure.
I figured all this out, and so that was 40 years ago.
Was it trial and error for you?
No, actually, there was over $100 billion, with a B, $100 billion worth of research in animals that had already been done. See, we don't have health insurance for cows and pigs and so forth. We don't have health insurance for even laboratory animals or for pet animals. So we had to learn how to prevent and reverse these diseases using nutrition. And so I just tried these nutritional formulas on my human patients, and by golly, George, they worked.
Good for you. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO, 949-7234. We'll get to the calls in a second. Email in from Kathleen talking about arthritis. She's 67, has very limited ability to walk, very limited range. She's got severe hip arthritis. She does not want replacement surgery. What does she do?
First of all, she's a very intelligent person. You do not want any joint surgery when you have bone-to-bone arthritis. Of course, that is the preferred treatment by medical doctors. It's the incorrect treatment. Again, published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2001, I believe it was. And the Harvard Medical School, the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, did a study on 300,000 records, George, not the patients, but 300,000 records of people who had had double knee replacement surgery for arthritis. And to make a long story short, their bottom line finding was that surgery for arthritis of the knees and hips was useless. Don't do it. That was in 2001. I had said it in 1971, and everybody laughed at me. And then, of course, they looked at those same 300,000 records on the backs of those same 300,000 people, and they said back surgery for low back pain, sciatica, peripheral neuropathies, all those kind of things, do not get surgery because you're going to get worse with the surgery than you did if you did nothing. That was Harvard Medical School. That one was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And so we learned how to give the body the raw materials it needs to make the stem cells happy so they can actually rebuild and maintain and preserve the disc between the vertebrae, eliminate bone spurs. And we actually can help people gain maybe an inch or two or three in height. We get people with scoliosis who are in their 30s and 40s. They've had scoliosis all their life. We have a system by which they can gain back 4, 5, 6, 7 inches in height and get rid of all the symptoms that are secondary to the scoliosis. And it's amazing what you can do when you give the body the raw materials and stand out of the way.
All right, let's take some calls here, Doc. Let us go to Kyla in Toronto to get things started. Hello, Kyla. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Hi, Doc.
Hi there.
I got a couple questions for you, Doc, and if I do them one at a time and then maybe take the answers off there. One, I'm wondering about magnesium stearate. Do you use that in your longevity products?
We have to have magnesium. It's an essential nutrient. We also have
magnesium
product.
Magnesium,
and we actually have a product we call.
Hello. Products.
You can't talk over me. You won't learn anything. So magnesium is an essential nutrient. Okay, it's required for bone health, cartilage, ligament, tendon, connective tissue health, muscle physiology. It's used as a cofactor in many, many different functions. And so it's imperative that magnesium is used in all formulas that have all 90 essential nutrients. And of course, we sell it separately in a product called OsteoMag. If you need extra because you have a magnesium deficiency, the best way to do that is to do a hair analysis. Okay, and you can do a hair analysis. You can do it yourself. You don't need to go to a doctor and pay a lab fee and pay the doctor's office visit and so forth. You can actually go in the book, Rare Earths Been Cures in Chapter 11. It tells you how to collect the hair, where to send it, and you get a chart sent back to you showing you which minerals are in the normal range, which ones are low and which ones are high, how many toxic minerals you might have, and what their level is. And that would include magnesium, of course, all 60 essential minerals. So I advise people before they start cherry-picking a nutrient, no matter what the favorite nutrient of their doctor is, okay, they need to find out their deficiencies are excesses of all their mineral nutrients. And you cannot cherry-pick a nutrient, like say, well, what do I do about magnesium? You have to learn the whole picture. Otherwise, you're going to do bad things like doctors do. That's why they make so many mistakes. They try to cherry-pick nutrients instead of doing them all.
Let's go back to your second question. Go ahead, Kyla.
Okay, well, and what about age? Like, I mean, if I'm going to get the benefit from the age, like, do you have to buy these expensive omega eggs and everything? Or can you, if you buy your run-of-the-mill, you know, $1.97?
All right. What kind of eggs do you buy, Doc, and how do you cook them?
Okay, well, I buy the cheapest ones in these big box stores, okay? I get them for like 82 cents a dozen. I don't get the $5 dozen eggs. 82 cents a dozen. And I cook them by soft boiling them with soft yolks, or soft poached with soft yolks. Or I can scramble them with soft scrambled in butter, not oils or margarine. Here's the secret. If you go to a hotel and you're going to the breakfast
buffet,
whatever it is, and you're getting their omelets and scrambled eggs, you're going to kill yourself.
Why?
Because the scrambled eggs there and the omelets are only 20% egg powder, 60% oil, which is turned into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, and they actually cause the plaque in your arteries and cause cancer. And when you have the scrambled eggs and the omelets in restaurants, and particularly these buffets where you get get to eat all you want and your choices and all that kind of stuff, and they put out for breakfast the omelets,
mm-hmm.
and some of them even brag. They say, we fluff up our omelets and our scrambled eggs by putting pancake batter, which is...
That's right.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh, didn't know that. Didn't know that. I'll walk past it next time. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for the doc. Go ahead.
We sure do. We have a text from Wendy in North Dakota. She says, please ask Doc what a person can do for aching bones. P.S. I have a friend who just died at 98. He hated eggs. What the heck? How did he live so long, Doc?
Okay, well, you can also get cholesterol from red meat fat, from red meat. You can get cholesterol from, I would say meat and eggs are the two best ways to get cholesterol. And if you don't want to eat meat, go ahead and eat the eggs. There's a lot of vegetarians out there.
Or vice versa. And then the person has aches and pains in the joints. What do you think?
Okay, what I would do is get the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which is specifically designed to support maintenance repair for the musculoskeletal system, including the joints. And it's one per 100 pounds of body weight. That's the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And I would take a minimum of 15 of our glucogel, which is a mix of things that are necessary to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes the bone itself, meniscus, rotator cuffs, all these kinds of things. And so, and we also have the CM cream, a topical pain reliever, and the trauma oil. I like to put 5 or 6 drops of our trauma oil from our ancient legacy division of aromatherapy oils, 5 or 6 drops of the trauma oil in every teaspoon of the CM cream. Mix it up really well and put it on whatever joint or tendon or ligament that hurts. And within 10, 15 minutes, you're going to get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. But after a month or so on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack with the extra glucogel, if you're absorbing and you're staying away from gluten, no wheat, bread, or oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, your body has the capacity to repair these tissues. And so you want to stay away from surgeons. When you have these things, get second and third opinions. Just like you would for a roof on your house, you get 2, 3, 4, 5 bids. When a doctor says, oh, you need a knee replacement, don't say, okay, insurance will pay for it. You want to avoid surgery, okay? And so what you do is you have to know what to do, and this is where you call the people here who help George and answer the phone, and they will actually guide you in the right direction. But it's a Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Stay away from the bad foods, extra glucogel. And it wouldn't hurt to throw in some Immortellium, get the stem cells going, 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. And they encourage stem cells to do their jobs. And I don't care if you've had bone-to-bone arthritis for 25 years. your joints can rebuild the cartilage.
If you don't have any symptoms, if you feel pretty good, should you still be on a program?
George, I've been on a program here for 74 years. Okay, I felt great since I was a kid. Have no problems. Again, I'm 77
years
old.
That's smart. Well, it's preventative.
I don't have any arthritis, no high blood pressure. In fact, my blood pressure runs 90 over 60, and the PAs and the nurse practitioners come out every 5 years to give me a physical for my life insurance policy because I won't see a doctor. So they know they had to send them out to the house. They say, are you on medication? Why is your blood pressure so low? I said, that's because they avoid the bad foods and supplement with all 90, the essentials. And then my pulse is 39 to 41. They ask me the same question. Are you on medication? No. Then, of course, I do my own urine test, my own blood test. I do my own colonoscopic exam equivalent with a test strip you can get from the pharmacy without a prescription for $2.
Yeah, that's smart to do that. Julie in Nebraska. Take it away, Julie.
Hello.
Hi.
It's wonderful to get to talk to you. I can't believe I got through.
That's right.
I'm a firm believer in everything that you say, and I've been into nutrition my whole life, but over the past several years, I've become disabled, and I don't work anymore, and I was wondering I'd love to take your products, but I can't afford it. Is there anyone else or anything else you can buy or do to... It's so frustrating to know that you need this and it's available, but you can't afford it. Is there anything else?
Okay, well, here's the secret. Here's the secret. The bad foods are expensive. So the first thing you do is avoid the bad foods. No fried foods, no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, absolutely no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam, and no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, salt, and cooking oils. No gluten, so you can maximize absorption. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Get rid of all that stuff. Okay? Just eat vegetables and meat, vegetables and eggs, vegetables and poultry, vegetables and fish. And then you start out with something simple like just our plain plant-derived minerals. It has 78 minerals in there. Most people's deficiencies are mineral deficiencies. And so what you do, if you think $3 a day is too expensive to rebuild yourself and maintain yourself and add 25 years to your life, start out with a bottle of the plain, unflavored minerals. You can add an ounce once a day, say a half ounce at breakfast, half ounce at dinner time. So 1 quart will last you a month. That's going to cost you less than $1 a day. And so you get started there. You get two or three people in your family going, okay, and you can say, look, Frankie, I raised you all your life, and if you buy some of these products from Youngevity through George Norrie's program, guess what? I'll get a little check from Youngevity, and I'll be able to afford more than just a bottle of plain plant minerals. I'll be able to get my whole program, and I'll feel better and live longer. And I'm sure your son Frankie, or your daughter Susie, or your sister Julie will go ahead and buy some products to help themselves, but also sort of secondarily they'll be helping you because you get a check from their purchase, and then you can afford the whole program.
That's a great idea. I mean, it's almost like you're supplementing yourself at a discount.
Yes, exactly. And so, in fact, if you get three people going on a Healthy Start Pack, we'll give you a free Healthy Start Pack for free the next month. But to do it regularly, you get two or three people going. And this is why I tell people, get your kids going on the program. They won't go to school if you say, Mom, you didn't give me my minerals this morning. Mom, you didn't give me my Healthy Start Pack this morning.
Hold on for a sec, Doc. We've got a final hour to go of phone calls, criticalhealthnews.com, or call the number. They're there now to help you at 1-855-949-7234.